God's called us to pursue after righteousness, peace and joy. You cannot love God and love money. If you want to endure in love until the end, make sure that love of money is not there in your heart at all. That you don't pursue after it. You should be able to, this was my desire as a young Christian when I committed myself at the age of 26, 54 years ago. I said, Lord, I want to live for you. And I will trust you till the end of my life. Money will never be an important factor in my life. And I can say today, after 54 years of full-time Christian work, God honors those who honor Him. You should be able to say at the end of your life, I spent my life seeking the kingdom of God, and He added everything for me. He's added everything. I remember my father was a good man, and he gave me some inheritance, but it was just enough to sort of make ends meet. Because through the years, God has prospered it. But when my father died, it was very little that I got. And when he was dying in his deathbed, he called me and he said, see, you got four sons. You don't take any money from anyone. You got these few people meeting in your house. How are you going to educate these children? College education is very expensive. I said, Dad, if I stop seeking the kingdom of God, even the small school fees, it was about 100 rupees per month school fees, which I was paying those days. I will not be able to pay even that. But if I seek God's kingdom first, God will take care of my children's education. I don't have to beg, borrow, or ask anybody for anything. God helped them to get scholarships and they could study in colleges. God does amazing things. Yeah, He can do amazing things for you if you honor Him. But determine, I would rather die than dishonor the principles by which Jesus lived on this earth. To me, that is Christ manifest in the flesh. I am to live like Him. I am to see how He lived, particularly in the area of money. And we have preached that through the years, that Christ came in our flesh. That is the secret of godliness. We have preached it for 45 years in this church and in all of our churches. And in this area of money, we must prove it. In Ecclesiastes, let me close with this verse. Ecclesiastes in chapter 2. This is how you can endure in love until the end, in love for Christ. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 26. For to a person who is good in his sight, that is a child of God, He gives them the privilege of collecting in his life wisdom, knowledge and joy. Or in New Testament terms, righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's the task He has given us believers to accumulate the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God and the joy of the Lord all through our life. And to the sinners He gives the task of collecting money and money and money and money and money and money. Which group are you in? And then out of that money, God will make sure that the one who is good in God's sight gets enough for his need also. Isn't that amazing how God does it? I like that. Which group are you in? Are you one of those who is good in his sight, to whom he has given the task not of collecting money in, by putting an offering bag in front of every people, or they, in many places in these big conferences, they pass buckets. Offering bag is too small. Buckets. To collect money. Is that what He's given? Are you one of those who is good in God's sight? He's given you the task of collecting wisdom, knowledge and joy in your life? Or are you in the other category of those who gather, collect more and more of yourself? It'll perish with you. Love God with all your heart. And please have this testimony that I have at the end of your life. I spent my life seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And in what way I could, I helped the poor. And lived with what is minimum necessary for me. Never buying unnecessary things. Not living like a beggar, bare necessities. I mean, if you come to my house, you'll find It looks nice, but I don't waste money. And I thank God that I have a wife who is with me in this. When you get so many people and they say, we're planning a marriage for our child, they say, even in CFC churches, we must get a girl who's educated, who can earn her own living. Has she got a college degree? In what subject? Literature? She can't earn anything. Computer science or something like that, where she can earn money. That's the type of girl I want to get for my daughter, for my son. And what family? Do they have a lot of wealth in their family? I thank God that all my four sons, their wives are not working. They didn't marry wives to make them work, to make money. My wife did not work. She looked after the children. I've seen women who work, and I like to see what their children are like. Wayward, leave the home, don't respect the parents, because the wife is busy making money. I thank God my wife did not go that way. And I thank God that all my four sons married into families that could not give them any money. Their parents are not rich. I'm a living testimony. I don't preach here. I seek to live the life before I speak. Dear brothers and sisters, examine your life. Why doesn't God anoint you? He sees that you're a hypocrite. You want the honor of belonging to CFC, but you don't live by the values of CFC in your life. You love money more than you love God. You want to live on the border, like Brother Victor said. From the border, I can sometimes go across the border and collect some good things from there, but I want to live this side where it's comfortable. I hope some of you will wake up now and live at least the rest of your life saying, Lord, I want to be a living testimony to this world that there's a Father in heaven who cares for His children. Forget the past. God ignores the years of ignorance, but He's now commanding all men to repent and say, Lord Jesus, I want to love You more. I'm not saying you should not get educated. By all means, educate. I educated my children. They must support themselves. I said, Lord, I don't want my children to grow up as beggars. They must work hard and support themselves and serve the Lord. And that's what they're all doing. I'm very thankful. But put God first, and He'll honor you and be a living testimony at the end of your life and in your ministry. Be faithful. And I believe that one day God will add to you others wherever you are, even if you're lonely now. And you'll be able to build a church in your locality that has a similar testimony.